Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I saw Nicole getting a little nervous there because I didn't have my headphones on at the end of the song. Hi, everybody. From what I'm hearing, it looks like our radio.com feed is sounding good again. So we're excited about that. Stream away, everyone. You can safely stream us without us echoing through your house. So that's great news. All right, we're going to start with the Celebrity Trash, brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There's new episodes every Monday. Right now, there's a contest going on where you can win some rollerblades. This, you know, there's one way to get the hell away from someone real fast if you're having a problem socially distancing yourself.
Just go to, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd get away from anybody on those things.
Well, you know, they have a whole thing where it's like you, if you skate in the off season, inline skate, it's the same motion that you use to ski.
Ski, right.
So like even the same stopping and all that stuff. So they say it's a really, you know, it's a good way to
train.
To stay in shape and keep you keep those weird muscles, that the side of your leg muscles that you use when you're skiing. Just go to follow Johnny Mosley Pod, and all the information about how to enter is there. We're going to start with, well, I guess we're sort of starting with Ellen DeGeneres because there's a couple things about her. But Pink was on with Ellen yesterday. And as you may have heard, Pink and her three-year-old were both diagnosed with COVID-19, and the fact is they were able to get tests because it's Pink and her kid. So, and that's unlike many Americans. A lot of people are like, you know, I really think I have it and I'm really sick. And in the end, you wind up just by the time you can even get on the list for a test, let alone get one.
I'd go get a test.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who wouldn't go get a test?
Just go get it over with. Let's see
right.
what's doing.
Exactly. And it sounds like the test isn't even all that necessary, like lots of false negatives
and if it takes 2 weeks to get the results, then I've already infected everybody.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, these tests are not great, but it's interesting that she was able to get it.
Yep. And she is mad about it. Actually, she was she says she's well aware there's a problem with her and her kid being able to get this test.
It's very controversial to people that I was able to get my hands on a test. I would say two things to that. You should be angry that I can get a test and you can't. But being angry at me is not going to help anything. It's not going to solve the issue of the fact that you can't get your hands on a test. You should be angry about that. And we should work together to try and change that. And number two, tell me anybody with a sick three-year-old that if they could get their hands on a test, wouldn't take it. And if they say that, I'm calling bull.
Yeah, so, that's the actual answer. The second part of that is the actual answer.
Right.
Any parent would use any tool in their box to get at a test and make sure their kid's okay.
100%.
Any parent would.
No, so, she's right on both counts. We should be angry that famous people can get tested at the drop of a hat. And also, if you had a three-year-old who was really sick and you had access to that, you'd do it.
What I found more surprising, because I'm not surprised at all about celebrities or people with plenty of money having access to stuff the rest of us don't, I was more surprised that Pink has asthma and that Pink actually, while suffering from the coronavirus, her story was, I didn't see it or even hear the audio, but I read that she was saying, I woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't breathe. And I had to find my...
It was terrifying. At one point, maybe March 16th, I kind of had the chills a little bit. I felt nauseous, but I never had a fever. I never had what they tell you to look for. And then all of a sudden, I've had asthma all my life. And at a certain point, maybe around March 18th, I woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't breathe. And I needed a nebulizer for the first time in 30 years. And I have this inhaler that I use, a rescue inhaler, and I couldn't function without it. And that's when I started to get really scared because of all the stuff, you know, you can't help but watch the news every day. And I'm like, oh my God, like, wow, all the crazy stuff I did, like, this is it? Like, this is the way it ends?
Right. That's, I've heard that from a few people. Like, of all the crap I've pulled in my life, and, you know, to think that this virus is going to take me out, you know, to wake up and not be able to breathe has got to be, I mean, what could, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I guess
no,
if you were on
I,
fire,
I mean, I
you'd
actually
be more scared.
Feel like I have some experience being someone who spends time in the ocean. There's, you get a real feeling of, I'm not going to get up for air in time. Right. So you have some experience with that, but what she's talking about, yeah, that's horrifying. But more importantly, how does someone who sings like she does have trouble breathing?
I know.
And she goes and does those shows with the acrobatics too.
Right.
I don't even know how she
pulls that off. There's no shortage of fast breathing for her. It just
hey,
seemed,
Brittany.
You know, yeah. Hey, Brittany. Exactly. Get it together, girl. At least you don't have asthma. You hear from Pink? That chick could have an attack any second.
Anything.
If it keep me up all night.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have that audio at the moment, but that's.
You ever, you know, the thing about not being able to breathe, too, it's like, yeah, I'll have a dream sometimes where I, you know, I'm down at the bottom of a pool and I get up to the top, but before I can get a breath in, I go back down to the bottom, I sink like a stone, and then, like, when you finally get the air, like, that sweet gulp of fresh air, like, or even if I'm reading a book and someone is unable to, they're underwater, they're unable to breathe, like, I'm holding my own breath, and mm-hmm. just, the sweet relief of air flooding into your lungs. Oh, God. And to think that, you know, throughout your life, you're having these attacks where, you know, it's just hard to imagine.
Well,
and then to wake up like that with the coronavirus.
I have a lot more control in a situation where I'm in the ocean, at least in the sense that I can stay calm and try to find, you know, I'm gonna surface, I've had times where, whether it's in a fight as a young person, or I crashed my bike one time and landed the handlebar on my solar plexus, and it knocked the wind out of me to the extent that you really, there's a real feeling of not being able to breathe where you're just, it's gone. You can't.
Yeah, that's like getting the wind knocked out of you is a real thing. And probably most people at some point, usually in your childhood, you experience that. And it's debilitating. Nothing else in the world matters. It doesn't matter. You could be pooping yourself and you're just like, who cares? I can't breathe. You know?
Right.
And it's about relaxing. You have to find a way to relax yourself. And I bet people pass out sometimes and then their body relaxes and they're able to.
And usually someone's there to say, are you okay? And you're like,
I'm okay. Help me. I can't breathe.
I got no air.
Yeah,
nope,
it's nothing.
Not okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm glad Pink's okay.
She's on the other side of it. Me too. She's what a singer. I've actually been really, it's funny because I didn't know until long after the fact that she had gone through it. She's put up all kinds. She's sitting at her house like the rest of us. And sometimes she'll just sit down in front of her piano and sing you something. It's like, oh, my God, this is great. Ellen is also in the news for, she had to apologize, like, to me, I'm sorry, but she's making a joke, and it's a funny joke, in my humble opinion, but of course, the internet got super pissed, so she has to apologize. Here's the joke that she had to make, an apology for.
One thing that I've learned from being in quarantine is that people, this is like being in jail, is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days, and everyone in here is gay. The jokes that I have.
Yeah, so then everyone was, like, mad. as though it's not true that she's been wearing the same stuff and everyone at her house is gay. I'm not sure why she had to apologize for that, but the internet said so, so she did.
So the convicts wrote in big numbers.
I guess.
Don't call me gay.
I just don't know.
How dare you?
I don't know who was upset about that, truly. I thought that was, you know, I love Ellen's humor. I thought that was hilarious.
Who you call a gay, Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen. Well, it takes one to know one. Anyway.
She shouldn't have.
She shouldn't have apologized. These are the jokes, people. I'm a comedian. Hey, Vinny, you put it up in your story, which means it's going to go away. You need to post that as just a post. So Vinny put up a throwback to one of the first pictures ever taken of you and Dusty, Christina. And it's just adorable. Like, Vinny does, in fact, have a giant, you know, hair arrangement on his face.
It's not a handlebar mustache. What do they call those? The ones that come down like that? A Fu Manchu?
I don't know. I thought the Fu Manchu was just the bottom part. I don't know what all the names of them are.
Whatever. It's
a wraparound. It's kind of goatee-ish, I guess. I don't know.
But we started dating in July of 09, and that picture is November of 09.
Oh, so that's very early on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to dig a little deeper to find that first photo. That's the sort of Instagram challenge going around right now. Yeah. But that's pretty close.
Well, I know just a couple weeks into you guys dating, you brought her on a Tahoe trip that we did.
I did.
And
I thought for sure we'd be done by then.
Well, you kept thinking that, you know, well, I'll move in with her. That'll break us up. And I'll take her on this road trip. That'll break us up.
Yeah.
So there have to be some photos like that
from that weekend.
Yeah, that the station would even have.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll look. I'll look into it. I just think it's neat, and we're all sitting around doing nothing.
I'm more interested in
seeing the pictures of you and John in your first, not before while she was with Doreen, but I mean your first. Your dating life. Like, what about Florida photos?
Oh, God, yeah. We have tons of those.
Yeah, that's
we're so young. That's 1990.
Right.
That's 30 years ago. Yikes.
Oh, is that Bryn showing the photo now?
Yeah. Are we on Instagram adorable. Live, or did we not bother with
no,
that because the feed's fixed?
Okay, yeah, the fine. Feed's fixed. Yeah.
Hey, Vinny. Texters are texting and saying Christina posted one.
Oh, good. Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Is it the same one, I wonder? Yeah, I'll be looking at that later.
Oh, no.
She posted, your wife posted on her story yesterday, the cutest photo. I think she called it sister time. It's the two of your girls sitting together in Hulk Baby's crib. And they're like, I don't know, reading a story or doing a lullaby or something. It's just the cutest picture.
So that was the end. There's so much chaos is going on around the house with little kids. And so there was a point. I don't know why. I think you were right, though. The missus came in to shower where I was watching the show. So our kid would follow her in and I'd watch the kid.
Right.
The other kid was in her crib crying. And
oh my
after
God,
that.
What fun.
That's when my older daughter said, I'm going to handle this.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, really? And she grabbed her little iPod and went in there and played lullabies. And that's the two of them in the crib listening to lullabies.
It's just the two of them from the back. I mean, they're sitting down in the crib. It's just the cutest damn thing. It's, you know, I think about Christina because you've said she led kind of a sheltered life growing up and her mom wouldn't let her go out. And so she was alone. Like she was a little girl who grew up alone without a sister, without any, you know, siblings at all. And I think the greatest gift that you guys could have given Isla is that little Hulk baby. Like they're just darling together.
Yeah, it's there's no doubt it's neat. It's hard. You know,
sure.
I didn't see the quarantine
you
coming.
Guys. No.
You know, one of the stories in the celebrity trash that you mentioned a couple days ago, and I had no insight at the time, and I still really don't. It's more speculation than anything, but it was Bruce Willis who was sheltering in place with Demi Moore and their older grown kids.
Right.
Except the story comes out, Bruce Willis is a married dude with two young kids.
Maybe they're there too.
No, they're not. So I read the story, what it is so the wife, his wife, current wife, and two kids are in their own place and he's with their older kids. So what I read was he has kids 5 and 8. Oh my God.
Oh boy. What? Hold on. Wait a second here. What
Bryn
am I looking at?
Showing me the old photo that.
So this is the photo that Christina put up. This must. So this looks. You don't have the handlebar thing.
No, that is
but
from.
Damn, you guys look young.
That is from Outside Lands. I can tell because I'm wearing a backpack.
Oh, so that's just a month after you guys started dating. That was that first.
Would have had to have been.
Yeah, August, just a couple weeks in. Wow, mm-hmm. That's a good one. She looks foxy in that.
I forgot. Oh, so what I was saying is then I saw completely separately a story that 8-year-olds are about the most difficult to deal with if you're trapped inside for quarantine. And I went, oh, Bruce doesn't want to be trapped inside with little kids.
I see. Were they far, they must have been far apart when the thing started. Like he was just, maybe he was, maybe he's just sheltering in place with the people he was with when the order came down.
Or like I'm saying, he said, I don't want to be in house with little kids.
Yeah. And no nannies? What?
Yeah.
Forget it.
I mean, it's only a guess, but it's possible that he was like, I don't want to spend months inside with. Did you see the story Timberlake got in trouble?
No, I don't think so.
Timberlake was talking about how hard it is to parent 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
He said, if you're not a millionaire, I don't know how you're doing it or something.
Did something. And people were like, you know, we have to do this crap every day, and you do it for a quarantine, and you're bitching about it?
Yeah, well, he's not wrong, but it's hard to muster sympathy.
Right.
Anyway, let's move on here. I just have a couple other things I want to slip in. There is a Tiger King after show, and it's on Netflix on Sunday. It is happening. It's now, this is not an additional episode of Tiger King. This is something called The Tiger King and I. Get it? And it's going to be hosted by Joel McHale, who I think did Talk Soup for a while. That's where I know Joel McHale from. Mm-hmm. He'll talk to several of the stars about what they've been up to since it aired. A lot of the footage that we saw on Tiger King, some of it was 4 or 5 years old. I mean, they went way back in time on this thing. So he's going to
listen to the song.
Let's hear the tiger.
Let him run the jungle.
The song he didn't sing.
Let him roam their land. Then
let's
stand back
and over
marvel.
And over.
What a beautiful cat. Because I saw a tiger. Now I understand. I saw a tiger.
Well, he actually got a pretty talented couple of people to do some songs for. Those are, technically, they're terrible songs, but they're not terribly produced and they're not terribly executed. So Joel McHale is hosting something called The Tiger King and I. He's going to talk to the stars about what they've been up to since it aired, including the ex-husband, John.
Who has teeth now, right?
Yeah. It's a different guy. This is the guy with no legs, John Rinke.
Oh, okay.
Joshua Dial. I don't remember Josh. John Finley is the ex-husband. Saf, the chick whose arm got eaten by a tiger. Eric, Rick Kirkham, Jeff, and Lauren Lowe. I can't wait to see if she's gotten her ass back in shape after, Jeff threw down the gauntlet. Well, now that she's had the baby, she'll be getting back into foxy shape.
What a
Joshua Dial is the guy who ran his campaign.
The Remember political guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, that guy. Right. They showed him. He was pretty heavy at one point, and then they were showing some later shots of him where he'd slimmed down, so... I mean, just to give you an example of how much time passes during some of this stuff, Joel McHale is saying it's eye-opening and hopefully funny. So I don't know how funny anything about Tiger King is. And it's no secret what a hit this show is. Netflix won't give their actual numbers, but Nielsen has a way of kind of figuring out what the ratings are and how many people are watching stuff on Netflix, I guess because they're monitoring your TV.
Guy's pursuit was to become famous, and he is, and he doesn't get to enjoy 1 minute of it because he's in jail.
Yep.
And I say, good, good. There's some justice.
So they're ranking Tiger King, not record setting, but up there with the biggest shows on Netflix. Nielsen is saying that Tiger King averaged 19 million viewers in the U.S. over its first 10 days. By comparison, season 2 of Stranger Things... about 17.5 million over the same period. Season 3 beat it. 20 million people watched it over its first 10 days. Nielsen says its reach was even bigger because more than 34 million unique viewers watched at least a few minutes of Tiger King. And that's on par with the big seasons of Stranger Things. Again, these are Nielsen numbers, not Netflix. Netflix has disagreed with Nielsen's numbers in the past.
You know what's weird about that is... I follow a lot of pro surfers from around the world. And when you see a guy from Australia who lives in Australia and making Tiger King jokes, you realize, oh, the stretch of this thing is profound.
It's everywhere, brah. It's all the way down here, down under. It's all the way up top, up on the top part. I mean, we are, it is, it's global. It's a global phenomenon. Gnarly.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but the point was really more about how he's worldwide.
Yep.
He's gone worldwide, and meanwhile, he's rotting in a jail in Oklahoma City.
Poor thing.
Oh.
Oh, I don't feel bad for him at all. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
How to wear a mask without fogging up your glasses, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.